This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, after tomorrow night, there will be no more campaign ads for a while, which is probably going to be a relief for voters in swing states. It'll also be a relief to businesses there. Car dealerships and furniture stores, for example, which have been shut out of TV ad slots because of all the campaign commercials. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on what happens to the ad market after the race is over.
Viewers tormented by endless campaign ads may feel like 4-year-old Abigail Evans. She's the tearful star of the YouTube video that racked up more than 4.5 million views last week.
I'm tired of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney.
That's why you're crying? Oh.
Her mom comforts her that the election's over soon, but for local businesses, the pain continues. Karen Ashworth is a media buyer at Virginia ad firm Barber Martin.
Still, the rates are going to be a little higher than normal. I don't think that they're going to go down until January.
Part of this is the holiday season, but mainly there's pent-up demand from advertisers who didn't get on the air during the race. Denise Goff of Lewis Media Partners places ads for Virginia clients. She says several TV stations are booked up.
The 2 weeks following the election, they are pretty wall-to-wall sold out.
YouTube star Abigail Evans may have dry eyes by Wednesday, but local advertisers will still have plenty to weep about. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.